Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to On the Air with Dr. Pat Allen, Empowered Communication, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Good evening. Welcome to the show. We're so glad you're here with us tonight. And I want to thank the One Institute for bringing us here to be with you each and every Thursday. But you know, if you miss us live, you can always listen to us in the archives, or LA Talk Radio rebroadcasts us on various days on various channels. With that said, Dr. Allen, you're live on the air.
I'm glad, and I'm here to serve.
Awesome. Well, we already have callers lined up, ready, and wanting to talk to you. Are you ready?
Yes, I'm ready.
All right. Hey, caller, you're live on the air with Dr. Allen. Do you have a question?
Hi, Katie. I do have a question for Dr. Pat. Thank you. A very masculine man has been dating me for a year. He gave me a promise ring. It looks a very inexpensive promise ring, but anyway, I appreciate it. Now, he never asked for anything. I mean, he gave me kisses and hugs, but he never asked for any sexual favors.
No sexual favors?
He gave me kisses and hugs, but he never asked to the best thing. And for a year, she's been dating me.
Now, he's dating you, but not sexually.
No intercourse, no doctor.
What?
No intercourse. He never asked for that.
No intercourse. He's affectionate, but no intercourse.
Exactly. Now, he gave me a very inexpensive promise ring, which...
What?
Inexpensive. It doesn't look expensive at all.
But what is it? Is it a bracelet, a ring, or something?
A promise ring.
Okay.
Oh, a promise ring. He gave you a promise ring.
Right.
Did he want that as a way to show that he wanted to be in a committed relationship?
Yes, definitely.
Does he want to get married someday?
We spoke about it, and he said he wants to get married.
Do you want to get married?
I do want to get married with all my heart, yes.
All right. Is he marriageable material for you? Are you compatible?
I don't know him 100%, but it feels right to me.
So what is the problem?
The problem is after the promise ring, this happens last week, then he starts talking about having intercourse, and he told me, I'm going to give you an engagement ring, and I want you to be mine. And the thing is, I am not a pornographic, and I was molested. So he asked me, are you ready for that? And
he asked you if you were ready for intercourse?
For yes. And I.
Well, first, you've got to have, before you consider anything, you've got to have STD tests to see if there's any disease.
Right. Okay.
Did you say you were molested?
I haven't talked to him about it. No.
But were you? Did you just say you were molested to me?
I am a norepinephrine, and I was molested, and and I had taken so long to get to this place of self-love.
Okay.
Self-love, so, okay.
Pardon?
I couldn't hear it at first. Did you say self-love?
Yeah, what I'm saying is I had took so long to get to this place of self-love.
Trust.
For myself.
Oh, very yeah. good. Mm-hmm.
Okay,
now,
so what are you
asked,
asking of me? What question
yeah,
are you asking?
This, when he asked this, I wasn't sure what to say, so I just went, okay. Now, do I lose him if I tell him I don't want to get married unless I'm married?
No, you may lose him, but that's his problem, losing you. If you
okay.
want to feel safer than you are, then you would say, I don't want to have intercourse until I'm safe enough, feel safe enough to be married to you. You have every right to set the standard.
Okay. Okay, Dr. Pan.
Is that
That's
your question?
I was.
Then feel free. And because losing something that you're afraid of could be a good thing. If he insists that you give him intercourse based on a promise ring and you're already traumatized in the past, you might be getting into a deal that you can't be safe in.
No,
so if you would be safe being what?
He told me I will get you an engagement ring, and after the engagement ring, I want you to be mine. That was he said.
I heard you say you didn't want to have intercourse until you were married based on a molestation trauma. Did I hear correctly?
No, Dr. Pat. The problem I do have is it took me so long to get to this place I am now. I was molested, so I did have a difficult time saying no. I couldn't
say no.
I learned with you the reasons why I was this way, and I have read about you. I have read your books, and finally, I feel that I'm in a good place.
So what you're saying is, you know that you're scared to make a commitment. And you appreciate that you've got the promise ring, but apparently the promise ring is not enough of a stroke for you to have intercourse. So ask for a wedding, which he may or may not give you, unless you want to take the risk of not marrying him and having sex with him. Do you want to take a risk?
You say your instincts will tell you, I guess because I'm not in that place, right?
Yes.
I am afraid. I'm excited. I'm afraid. And I don't want to lose him. That's what I feel.
Okay. If he's that valuable to you and you have your STD tests and he gives
okay.
you an engagement ring, would that make a difference over a promise ring? Yes or no? Are you there?
Yes, I'm just, the problem is I'm afraid after the intercourse, like everyone else, he will leave.
You know what? Mm. I promise you that one of you will either divorce or die. I promise you that.
Okay.
Do you want to enjoy him while he's here?
Yes.
Then what level of security do you want? Promise ring, engagement ring, or wedding ring? Please choose.
I don't know.
If you don't know, you can't choose.
Okay.
Have you been to therapy at all?
Therapy? No, you're the only therapy I got.
Okay, what we're doing is the only thing. Well, being molested is a trauma, and it scares you. So you've got
I'm
to
not
be very
scared
careful.
Of having intercourse, Dr. Paz.
What?
I'm not scared of having intercourse. I
what
never
are you afraid of? What are you afraid
well,
of?
Of after that.
She's
like
afraid of him. Yeah, she's afraid of him leaving afterwards.
No, I guarantee he's going to leave unless she leaves first. I guarantee it. The secret of life is to enjoy what you've got while you've got it, because it's leaving.
Okay, I kind of get it.
Do you want to enjoy him in your life for as long as nature allows it? But it's going to end.
Sure, but I want it to end in an honorable way.
They don't. They
possible.
End in car accidents. They end in heart attacks. They end in strokes. No.
The secret of life
is to love who's in your life because they're leaving or you're leaving. That's life.
One way or the other.
Right.
So, do you want the promise ring, the engagement ring, or the wedding ring? Because that's all we can give you.
Thanks to you, I got the promise ring.
I'm looking forward to the engagement ring. What?
I'm looking forward to the engagement ring.
Well, I understand that, but when are you going to surrender to the relationship sexually is the question. Is it a promise ring enough to start?
No, we haven't done anything, no.
No, I mean to start considering having intercourse.
No, a promise ring is not enough to me.
Then would
I mean,
you need an engagement ring?
Yes.
So you don't need a wedding ring.
I do need a wedding ring.
No, you can't say you want one of you. Which one do you need?
You need an
engagement ring or a wedding ring before you risk intercourse?
Oh. A wedding ring.
Pardon?
A wedding ring.
All right. Then that's your standard, because you would not feel comfortable if you didn't get what you needed to feel safe with him because you were traumatized.
Right.
The
wedding ring, it feels like only very, only amazing women can hope for that from
only what women?
I can't hear you.
only like a wedding ring. Yes.
A wedding ring and an engagement ring and a promise ring all attempt to say, I am yours monogamously. We are compatible and alive today. And I'm willing to be with you as long as I can.
Right.
But there's no guarantee he's not going to drop dead.
Okay.
Thanks, and caller.
Wait a minute.
Thank you.
Okay. I want you never to have intercourse without STD tests to make sure he's not ill.
Yes. Okay.
So what are you going to do? Sex with a promise ring, sex with an engagement ring, or wait for a wedding ring? Which are you going to do? Make your decision now. You can always change it.
What I have never have done, wait for the wedding.
You're going to wait?
For the
then tell him, I cannot feel safe without being married. And that's the way it is. And if you leave, then you leave. And I find somebody that is willing to marry me.
Okay.
All right?
Yes.
Thank you, caller.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Thank you. Thank you, Penny.
You bet.
People don't realize that everything ends. Everything burns down. Everything floods. Life happens. The secret of a living a good life is enjoying whatever you've got today.
Hello.
Hi, Dr. Allen. Hi, caller. You're live on the air with Dr. Allen. Do you have a question?
Hi. Yeah, thank you for taking my call. I have a two-part question. So I started dating again. I'm in an 8-week period, so I'm just dating
man. He left.
So
how long
I'm starting
ago?
To duty date. He still reaches out, but it's been 3 months, so it hasn't been 8 weeks yet.
Okay, it hasn't been.
No.
All right.
It hasn't. So,
you're starting to duty date?
I am starting to duty date.
Okay.
So, this is all...
What is your question?
So, a man met me, and he's been calling
me. A new man. This is a new man.
This is a new man, yeah. And he's been reaching out to me and... We met up, and he says he wants a commitment and a meaningful relationship and that he's loyal, blah, blah, blah. And we had, I thought, a good connection when we met.
Then what happened?
So everything went well, and then suddenly the next day he popped a question and said, he asked me when the last time I had sex. And it caught me off guard.
Why?
So in practicing,
did you not know?
I didn't know that was going to come up, no.
You can't know that, but did you know when you had sex before?
Oh, yes, I told him. So in practicing passive, patient, and vulnerable, I was a little vulnerable because I told him it had been 3 years when it was my ex. At that time.
But is that the ex that has just left?
Yes, that's the ex, but we were reconciling, but I wasn't sexually active with him when we were reconciling.
I got it.
Yeah.
Okay.
So I just told him, yeah, it's been a while. It was with my ex when we were together.
All right. So what was his response?
His response was he just kind of got quiet and he was just like, well, he was like, well, why? He was like, why? What do you do then? Like, and I felt sort of defensive. I was just like,
what is he saying why for?
He said
why
because
split?
He didn't understand why I had not had sex in so long. And then that's why he asked me, well, what do you do then? Meaning, what do I do for sex?
And what did you tell him?
I just said, there's people that make love and people that have sex, and I make love. And then I said to him, I said, you act like that's a bad thing. And he's like, no, I'm just surprised. I just don't understand how you can go that long. And, you know, what do you do? And then that was my response.
All right. So you told him that you only make love. You don't have casual sex. So
yeah.
It sounds like he was interested in some casual sex.
Yes, that was my
That's
thought.
Not unusual for a man.
Okay. So I guess
you tell him
to
I'm not into casual sex.
I did. I did tell
I'm
him
into
that.
Affection.
Yeah.
But not casual intercourse.
Yeah.
Okay, so did that terminate that relationship?
Well, he definitely backed up, and he's not
okay.
Reaching out as much.
As much?
But,
yeah. He's still reaching out.
He still reaches out, but it's not like how we were talking before.
No,
so there's a shift.
How you were talking before was aiming for intercourse, casual sex. Now he knows that you're not into fast sex, so
mm-hmm.
Now it's getting more serious.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I see. Okay, so this
I
is
think
the second
it's wonderful
part.
He's still reaching out.
Okay. Okay, that makes sense.
But put him on the list as a potential.
Uh-huh. Okay.
But, so he's just going for what he wants. He
uh-huh.
has the right to do that.
Yeah.
All right. So is that your question?
Okay. Well, there's a second part. Because now I'm feeling a little uncomfortable with. So now when we talk, he talks a lot about sex. Like, he's asking
I know it.
Sexual
he's going
questions.
For it. Wait a minute.
Uh-huh.
He wants intercourse.
Right.
I don't hear that he wants to get married.
Right.
I
yeah.
hear he wants gratification. He has a right to that. But you may be a stoic. You want satisfaction, not just gratification. Do you want to be married?
Yes, I do.
Then act like it, which means you don't have casual sex. Casual sex, animals have, and people are animals, and I'm not a judgmental person. If that's all you want, that's what you'll get. But
mm-hmm.
if you want to be married, you've got to act appropriately so that the man knows that you're a virtuous woman worth marrying.
So what about when he asks, like, I feel like, is there a boundary to be drawn when the sexual questions get too far, like it's a bit much?
Well, what would a question be like? And I'll give you your answer.
It's a lot of sexual comments, like an example. I'm not going to be graphic, but I'll give you an example. Like, what are you doing? No, he'll say, like, okay, example. I said, oh, I was up late. I couldn't sleep last night. Oh, really? What were you doing? Were you masturbating? And then he just keeps going on and on. Every little thing I would say, he would make and something
do you know
sexual
my tools?
About it.
Do you know my tools?
I know to make him right, but I didn't know how in this situation.
To say, you have every right to be a sexually active person, but I'm not comfortable talking about my sexuality. We are not in a committed relationship.
Okay. Yeah. Because I felt like I knew something felt like there was a boundary that I didn't make.
And the boundary is you have a right to want casual sex, and mm-hmm. I'm not comfortable with casual sex. So if that's your requirement, we are not compatible.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And then
right.
with the sexual language, it would be you have the right to want to know about my sexuality?
That's
no.
right. And you have a no. right to talk about your sexuality, but it's a turnoff for me because I'm not into casual sex.
Yes. That's absolutely right, because it's really turning me off, like,
well,
100%.
Then tell him the truth, but make sure you let him know he has a right, and there's a lid for every pot, so there's somebody out there that would enjoy him as he is. You're not one of them.
Yeah. Okay.
But if you tell him what you're discomforted with, he may decide to modify his verbiage in order to keep you in his life.
Right. Yeah,
but
I
that's
mean...
that's his issue.
Yeah, because what he's saying he wants and how he's acting doesn't match up.
I know that. And you know that. But you're basically telling him your truth, and he's telling you eventually his truth. And you may or may not adjust to each other, you see?
Yeah.
He may literally clean up his sexual language to be with you. I cannot
yeah.
say that you will have casual sex with him as a way to please him. You don't sound like that. But
no,
he could
no.
easily
I'm...
modify.
Yeah. And then do
okay.
I bring that up, that what he's saying?
You bring it up in the middle of when he's saying it. You have a right to do. You have a right to talk sexually to me, but I'm not comfortable with casual sex. And so if we are aiming towards a commitment, I would be more appreciative than what we're doing.
Can those guys commit, though, like with all this free sex?
Of course they can commit. Of course they can commit.
Huh. Okay.
For the right woman, men can do what they need to do.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
All right?
I understand. Yeah.
Men often beg for sex even they know they shouldn't get. And they know that you're right, but they test you to see if you're willing to be wrong with them.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
So stand by your boundaries.
Yes. Okay. That's what I needed clarification, because I felt like I let him cross a boundary and I just answered.
I don't hear that you let him cross the boundary. I hear that you patiently let him sell you a bill of goods for casual sex. That's not crossing a boundary. That's selling you a bill of goods.
Okay, got it.
So gracefully decline the offer.
Okay, got it.
Okay.
Okay. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Thanks, caller.
Okay. Thanks. Good night.
Bye.
Good night. So what are we doing now?
I believe we're going to have another phone call here in a second. But in the meantime, I want to remind everybody, Dr. Pat does private telephone appointments. And for info on that, go to info@drpatallen.com. Hi, caller, you're live on the air.
Hi, Pat.
Hello.
So I've called before from Montana and calling about a guy that been having some deliberation about, and this one I've called you about him before, but I'll just give you a brief overview. But generally my question is going to be about the high buy letter, because I've written one and I'm trying to decide if I should send it.
Have you read it to me?
No, I have not yet, but I want to know your thoughts on what the, considering the situation, if I should send it now or wait another 8 weeks. So the situation is...
Why has he reached out to you?
He reached out to me last week, but it had been about 10 weeks because I had waited, because he'd been in Antarctica working for the last 6 months.
I know, that's a business separation. That's not
a long separation.
That's not the same as leaving you emotionally, ghosting you.
Right, he was just working.
Yeah,
he was working,
that's right.
But he said he would keep in touch with me, which he did for the first 2 months, but then after that he didn't at all for like 4 months, and then I reached out to him with a ritual Christmas greeting, and he responded one time.
Okay. You signaled him
then,
that you were still there.
Yes, and then he waited until he got back and said, I'm in the Philippines now, so he's not in my country anymore either. So he said he's in the Philippines, and I just said, you know, I've missed you, and he said, I don't feel worthy, and I said, why? And he said, I don't have the words, and then I just said, well, I really feel like, you know, it's been painful to have this experience of not hearing from you. And, you know, I definitely don't want to, because I did have intercourse with him before he left. And we had a discussion about having a relationship and continuing it after he got back, but he never followed through on that and never really had much contact with me. So I don't know if I was just, like, I don't know if I was just conned into sex for him before he left, and he never intended on coming back.
Whatever was, he had a right to want what he wanted. You had a right to say yes or no.
Right.
So did you say no or yes?
To sex?
Yes.
To intercourse? I did.
Yes.
I did say yes to that. And I wish I didn't, because I now feel the results of that.
Have you been going with him committed-wise?
Well, we discussed it. It was very brief. Like, we only had some time together before he left for, like, you know, it was really brief. I mean, I'm not going to lie. It was only, like, 3 days. So that was my mistake. But he had promised
his relationship. You didn't have a commitment. You just had a quickie, so to speak.
We had a quickie, and he gave me his word that he would be in touch with me, and he wanted a relationship with me after he got back.
And did he do that?
He didn't stay in touch with me regularly, and now he's gone in the Philippines. So, but he wrote me, and you know, he said he was sorry. He's sorry for everything, and he even misspelled my name. So I'm just like, at this point, do I just send him the hi-bi letter? Because I feel like I need to express... I was very angry, but now I've calmed down
yes.
a bit.
Okay. So write the hi-bi letter. Paragraph 1, what you like. Paragraph 2.
I've actually written it.
What?
Mm-hmm. I have written it.
I don't want you to read it on the phone here, but if you want to call me on the phone away from the radio show, you see?
Yeah. Okay, so should I send it to him anyways, even though he has reached out to me, or should I have to wait another 8 weeks?
No, he reached out, so that fulfills that commitment of reaching out. And I would say you would do well to wait another 8 weeks, because he may be just a slow warm-up.
Right. Well, and he said he was sorry for everything, and then he, you know.
I understand that. I hear him telling you, I'm sorry I wasn't continuous. I wasn't, you know, monogamy, continuity, that's regularity, and long-term. You haven't gotten it. You've had a quickie sexual experience, which is what you did.
Right.
But now... Right. He's apologized for not finishing the connection by calling and really getting serious. Do you want to act serious with him?
Well, I mean, he's not even in my country, so, I mean, it would all depend on what his plan is. So I don't want to remain in limbo or attached to anything
then
at this point. And I wanted
I
to express myself. But...
That you wait for him to reach out and be serious about it. And serious means he either... What country does he live in?
Well, he's in the Philippines right now.
You both are in the Philippines.
No, I'm in the United States.
You're in the United States. So
I mean, he's from here, but...
I understand that. So it would take a serious commitment, an engagement, something that's building a relationship that's moving you to the Philippines, or he's coming back to America.
Right, and he hasn't mentioned anything. He said he's moving there. He's going to stay there. And
so my suggestion is wait until he makes another more serious move on you.
In the meantime, I just continue dating and don't worry about him, really.
Yes, because he has the machinery, his mind, to decide what he wants to do about you.
Right. And I don't know if I, hopefully I made it clear to him, because I said I would never get bonded to a man that way or have intercourse before I had the commitment. And he, you know.
I do not approve of you giving him a quickie, but I accept you as long as you're willing to understand. When you have intercourse with the man and you're premenopausal, which means young, the danger of you bonding to him physically, even when he's not compatible with you, is very high.
Right.
So, and that's the reason I would say don't chase him and no more ritual strokes. You gave him one and he responded nicely. Let's see what he can do now.
Okay.
Okay?
Yeah, I was afraid he thought that I was criticizing him because he said, sorry, I was a mistake. Because I said, I made a mistake having sex premature.
I know that.
He said, I'm...
Right.
So I was like, you know, I don't want to think he... I said, no, you're not a mistake. I said, I made a mistake. I take the responsibility.
But I like that he responded sensitively.
Yeah. Okay, well, I'll give him that then.
Do it.
And I won't be angry. I won't express anger.
No, don't be emotional at all. Instead, be feeling-centered. And that means...
All right.
Look, I am... vulnerable to him, but he's got to want me.
Right. Which I don't know
and
if he does enough yet or not. Yeah.
Well, that's what we're waiting for.
All right. I'll wait another 8 weeks, see what happens, and then I'll let you know.
Good.
Let us know.
Thank you so much for that clarity.
You're
Thanks,
welcome.
Caller.
Okay.
Bye. No guarantees. That's the kind of the theme of our show today, isn't it, Dr. Allen?
That's right.
It's funny.
Enjoy what you've got while you've got it and do it in a stoic way.
Hello.
So that you live a satisfying life.
Exactly. Hi, caller, you're live on the air with Dr. Allen. Do you have a question?
Yes. Well, actually, I'm calling back to report. I tried to call you back last few weeks, but I couldn't get in. I called a few weeks ago, and I said that I was eating too much. It was compulsive. I was trying to eat away emotions. And Dr. Allen, you suggested that I go to Overeaters Anonymous. So I went that same evening, and it was pretty disturbing. I don't think I'm a compulsive overeater, but what did happen is it was a pretty unpleasant, harsh realization, like, okay, this is what can really happen, because I saw several people there that really, really had an issue where one of them was at the point where she was worried for her life, basically.
Yes.
And I lost 7 pounds since then.
Oh, that's wonderful.
Isn't it?
That's wonderful. Yeah. And Overeaters Anonymous is a branch of Alcoholics Anonymous.
Yeah.
And therefore, it's all over the world, and it's free. It's people in the self-help group. And it has the same kind of helping as Alcoholics Anonymous, which is very successful with alcoholics.
Mm-hmm.
So there's Al-Anon, that's for people that are with addictive personalities. There's drug addicts, there's marijuana, almost everything. There's a branch of AA.
Mm-hmm.
So thank you
it was
for the
very
call.
Of course, yeah. No, I know a few people that struggle with this, and I did a little fasting for a week. I was just drinking veggies and fruit smoothies and eating really, really well. And now
Did you get a sponsor?
No, I didn't. But I don't think I'm a compulsive overeater. I think it was just a temporary situation, lack of discipline. Because
find somebody who looks the way you want to look and talks the way you want to talk. And ask them to be your sponsor to report to them.
Okay.
Okay, but if you don't need one, go to meetings when you need them in order to be your own sponsor.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, I think for now I think I'm good. I just really needed to kind of go and talk to them and really understand that it could be a problem. Yeah.
There are wonderful programs out there, and they're not expensive.
No, they're not. So it's wonderful. Okay. So thanks. Yeah, thanks for such great advice. It works.
Good.
Awesome. Thanks, caller.
Thank you.
I love it, Dr. Allen. Beautiful success. To hear somebody have a little self-realization and AA and, NA. Those are great programs. They're really, really terrific programs for people who are struggling. Let's see if we have any more calls. We're getting close to the end, though. Anyway.
Hi, please leave a message.
I think that we had a call, but maybe our caller didn't recognize the number and maybe didn't pick up. So callers, if you've called in, answer that call because we're here and we're getting back to you. So that's that. Dr. Allen does phone appointments. Speaking of the high and by letter, she will listen to your high and by letter.
Hello?
Hi, one moment. you can get an appointment with Jorn. If you want information about that, go to info@drpatallen.com, send an email, and she'll get some information back. Hi, caller, you're live on the air with Dr. Allen. Do you have a question?
Yes, I do. Hi, Dr. Allen. So a guy has been dating me, and you know, he agreed on the commitment. So, you know, long-term monogamous, long-term commitment. And we've also been discussing in terms of time, sex, space, negotiating how we're going to do that.
Good.
Yeah, so, you know, that's been working out really well.
Getting to I Do, How to Negotiate.
Right. Yeah, I've read your book several times now. So when we were negotiating money, I do make significantly more money than he does, even though I guess I'm the feminine. Right. And the other thing is he is in his mid-40s. So that means, I guess, he's changing to be more feminine.
He's starting. His testosterone starts to go down 45, 55. And the estrogen that's in his body makes him more sensitive than he was when he was really young. It's the same. Their andropause and our menopause are life-changing, in which we each start taking on characteristics of the opposite sex. Women start to become more controlling, and men start becoming more sensitive.
Right. So since I'm in my 30s and he's in his 40s, and so I'm just curious, since I'm still very much in my feminine and he's turning feminine, how do I deal with that if we're both trying to get our feelings cherished? And
well,
because I'm kind of starting to see a little bit of that.
Please always ask him what he thinks, what he wants, and what you can do to help him. When he says, what do you think, tell him what you'd be comfortable or uncomfortable with. In other words, keep speaking to his left brain lobe, the thinking part of his brain. You are on estrogen, and that's a very feeling hormone. So don't ask him what he feels unless he's physically ill. Always ask him what he thinks, what he wants, his opinion. Respect him so that he can be a man and lead you where you want to go. You see? Unless you want to be the man.
No, I don't.
All right. So talk to
my second
lobe.
Okay, so continue talking to him as the masculine.
As a man.
Right.
As a man.
As a, My other question was about negotiating for money. And like I mentioned, I make more than he does. And so, you know, he made a comment the other day
when you negotiate money and you use it to entertain yourselves, you use it to travel, if you're going steady or you're engaged, whatever, you decide either to do dollar for dollar into a credit card or a bank account, or you do percentage. Like if you make twice as much as he does, you put in $2 to his $1. In other words, negotiate how much of a contribution you're going to make towards your entertainment and your travel needs.
Okay.
So which would you prefer, dollar for dollar or percentage?
Probably percentage. I think percentage is more fair.
Okay, because percentage in your case would be you putting in more money, but getting to do things that your money can buy that his money can't, even though you put it into a credit card. There's a card called Serve. You put money in and use the money for whatever you use it for, but it's built on numbers and stability.
Okay.
You can get them in drugstores, some grocery stores. It's the Serve card. It's American Express.
Okay, I'll look into that. But the reason I was calling is, as we were talking about money, you know, he made the comment that, you know, he thinks that I deserve somebody who can make more money. He's like, you deserve like a doctor or like somebody in the tech companies. You know, he doesn't know what I'm doing with him. And that really turned me off. And I kind of want to...
Did you tell him, I'm with you because I'm comfortable with you, not because you're a gold mine?
So, I mean, I just responded that there's more to life than money.
That's
but then
the
he brought up,
that
like...
I'm saying. His unworthiness is an attempt to rescue you from him.
So I'm feeling really turned off. Like I actually
turned off. Tell him you have every right to put yourself down. But I know what I like and I know what I don't like. And I like you enough to be with you. So do you want me or don't you?
Okay. All right.
Thanks, caller. We're out of time. We have to go.
Okay.
Dr. Allen, before we go, what have you got to say?
What I'm going to say is the only way you know you love yourself or anybody else is by the commitment you're willing to make and keep.
True that. We love you, everyone. We will be back next week. And again, www.drpatallen.com. All kinds of information there. Sign up for the newsletter. Until then, be safe. Bye-bye.
Bye.
You're listening to On the Air with Dr. Pat Allen. Empowered communication. Right here on LA Talk Radio.